This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Also brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're great.
We were
happy Monday.
We thought you were here at 6:30. We had no idea.
I think there was just a little miscommunication. I was waiting for our shots to chill up,
okay.
And then
right, victory shot.
Yeah.
On Monday with the coach here. Here we
yeah.
go. Thank you.
We had to wait for him to chill up.
There we go. Chill him up.
Wiggy don't like him. Straight.
Very good. Very good shot. Really, honestly.
Well, that'll put hair on your chest.
Yes, it will.
I don't have hair on my chest, but I'm going
to I got to catch up with Jen over the weekend, and she's like, I like that show a little bit. She goes, I miss Wiggy.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't the fastest tight end, but he always caught everything. So
yeah,
she's like,
all right.
She goes, I bet you guys had fun in the locker room.
We had a good time.
I know we did have a good time. And she's like, Courtney's so cute. She's she's like, the bald guy bugs me. But other than that, all that was made up, by the way.
She say anything about the host of the show? Or
She thought that we were all the hosts.
Yeah. She thought you guys were all.
That was all made up, by the way.
You've reached Bigfoot status. We saw grainy, blurry pictures of you at the airport on Friday on social media. So how was the weekend away?
Oh, good. Good. I got to go back and see, saw Carter in Nashville and hung out there. Saw some of our friends and his buddies and that we're close with. And so it was good.
Bella's got some time off too, although I saw a bunch of them showed up here anyway over the weekend. Is that accurate?
Well, we don't keep tabs on them, but I mean, there was treatment and everything else, and there was guys that had to be here for different things. So we'll get back to work today. Try to have a little bonus day, get them moving, and get out on the practice field.
Mike, in the game, Drake had a couple opportunities where he was able to extend the play with his legs and throw the ball downfield. How difficult is that from a defensive standpoint when you have a quarterback that can do those type of things?
Well, it's just a lot to defend, and how many guys you want to allocate towards that into the scrambles or to the spy. Or, Fields got us early. You know, we got off of our assignment, and we got a little wide off the hash, and those guys that are spying or whatever helping inside, if they, you know, stray off the hash, especially quarterbacks with some speed, can circle you up and extend the play. But then when you can throw it downfield and remain a passer, very difficult. You know, with guys come out of coverage and, you know, you again can extend the, you know, all the way to the line of scrimmage and be able to throw, that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, we can use that as a weapon, hopefully.
The MVP chants were loud for Drake during the game, but then after, when you guys were talking to Thursday Night Football, they continued with the fan base. The best part about Drake, besides his play, he seems confident but not cocky. Is that just the type of guy he is?
I think so. I think that's about his upbringing and understands how this league is You know, it's so it's just finicky. You know what I mean? You have to continue to do it each and every day, and it's certainly on game day is the most important. So no naps. That's what we're going to start talking about. No naps. We don't want to take any naps and have any days off.
That post-game interview I thought was really great with you two side by side. We saw a side that we hadn't seen. How much of a role did what you saw out of Drake May in his rookie year lead you to return as the head coach?
Well, again, I touched on that. There was quite a bit, you know, being able to watch the tape and, you know, preparing for the different interviews that you take. You kind of try to get a feel for the team and what that looks like. And certainly the quarterback position is such an important position in our league and really any league that plays football. So I think it had, you know, a lot to do and how he reacted. And again, it's a difficult season, and I think how he handled things or his ability certainly stood out.
What was the reporting accurate that the Jets wanted you so bad? They called you last minute and they were willing to do anything, give you a private jet, whatever you wanted. Was that?
Oh, was that? I mean, damn, we could have. We should have known that before today.
I added that.
I'm sure he has had a lot of things in.
But was that?
No,
was that
I think they were really I'm not sure. You know, again, you go through the interview process. Yeah, there's a lot of conversations that are had, and then ultimately you try to make a decision, and this is the decision that I made, and extremely happy about being here.
So are we. So are the fans.
Mike, you say no napping, and now I'm just sitting at home and I'm watching.
You love nap. You look like a guy that loves a nap.
I don't really nap because then it messes with my sleep at night, so then I'm like up all night.
Agreed.
But you say no napping, but I'm watching the game at home, and I'm saying on my TV at points in time, it looks like you guys are sleepwalking or like, and there was a point in time where I see you telling to pick it up. Did you feel at times from in that game that maybe you took your foot off the gas a little bit? Or
Well, I mean, we missed a kick before half, you know, went three and out to start the second half. So, again, it's not always just going to be a 80-yard drive, or it's not always going to be a three and out on defense. This is still professional football. And yeah, I don't think we're sleepwalking. I just think that there's a play here or a play there or one guy or a mistake. And, you know, we just have to try to clean those things up and continue to improve. That's the most important thing.
We've talked with you about it before. Maybe it doesn't bother you. I don't know. But this team ends up defense-wise giving up points on that first drive more so than not. What is it about that? When you look at it,
I just think you look at it in totality, and there's some things that they did, and you know, again, we haven't been in a situation where there was this probably as much quarterback run or designed quarterback run or read option, and those are things that are hard to create and practice against. And you know, while we practiced against it, you know, it's one thing when you get some moving parts out there and you know, and the quarterback's able to extend some play. So we were able to account for that, and then they kind of went away from it a little bit, and, you know, we settled down. So, man, I think in totality, I think we play pretty good defense. We have to continue to play better. We certainly don't want to I like the way that we respond. So, you know, we've had, you know, drives, you know, the one game we joked about, we stopped them on a first drive and then we weren't very good the rest of the game or whatever that was. I'd rather have it give up seven and then nothing for the rest of the game. But it is, you know, it's an entire body of work and how you can remain consistent throughout the game and finish and get off the field on third down. And, you know, hopefully we could we have to create some turnovers. You know, that's, we've talked about how tough that is, but you know, we had three and outs in the second quarter, which, you know, it was real positive.
You guys were banged up going into Tampa Bay, coming out of Tampa Bay. Then you lose Milton against the Jets. You talk about treatment this weekend. Are we expected to see some guys? I know Milton Williams will be out 3 to 4 weeks, the reports are. But the guys that weren't there for Tampa Bay or the Jets, after this 10-day stretch, do you expect?
Hopefully, I expect them to see him at practice today. So that would, once they get through that, and then we'll move on to Wednesday and see where they are and how they progress through the week. But yes, I think they'll be out there today.
Okay.
Did you watch any football over the weekend? Did you see the Bills? I mean, not the Bills, the Chiefs, the Broncos game last night? Is there any teams that you watch specifically, or do you kind of wait to actually see the film? Don't watch, waste your time watching on TV.
No, I watched the Bengals and the
Steelers.
And Steelers. Yeah, I mean, we went back and forth between, you know, the old four screen, mm-hmm. you know, the old four square,
mm-hmm.
and the single one. And it's hard. You know what I mean? It's a very, everybody yells and you don't know which screen you're watching at, right. and which one you're yelling at. So
I have a six screener.
Well, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite there yet. So, but we watched the Steelers and the Bengals. And then I saw the Broncos and the Chiefs a little bit, and a little bit of the last night's game. But
would you agree it's pretty wide open in the AFC compared to years past?
I don't know who said that or agree with anything. I've never really looked at it like that. I haven't. I've kind of just always tried to be in the weeds and focus on the next week and not look too far ahead about, this team or that team. And I haven't. And I think that's probably something that's interesting to fans or people or media. Things happen too quickly in this league, and I haven't really looked at it like that.
Mike, you look at your coaching career and the success that you had at Tennessee and now the success that you're having here through the first 11 games. What have you kind of learned in your coaching career that maybe you're doing a little bit different here? Because you look at this team and all the players we talk to, everybody talks about your authenticity. Is there something that you learned and you said, all right, I'm going to do different this go round versus last go round?
I mean, I think just try to enjoy it and try to enjoy what we do and where we do it and who we get to do it with. I've had players that have been released before and you get them and they know what that feels like to have been cut and they don't want to feel that again. And so they do everything they possibly can to not let that happen. Maybe they don't take things for granted, and certainly being let go or fired or cut, whatever you want to call it, you don't want to let that ever happen again and try to take advantage of the opportunity that we have.
You look like you've been enjoying Travion Henderson. What's changed with him that has made him back-to-back weeks just show out?
We didn't average.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
4 yards a carry, so it wasn't like we ran for 250 right. yards. I think he had some really good runs. I think that we can block better. I think that he found the end zone, which was really, really important. And one time we helped him in there with a pile push. He made a good cut to make the first guy miss. And then we had a heck of a pile push. And I think the other, some of his better runs are when he can knife inside. I think he finished strong on a safety, helped us out in the 2 minute, was able to catch the ball, get vertical. I think just from a confidence and understanding of where he's at and, being able to get in there and know who to block, which isn't an issue, but being able to understand that the players are a little bigger and faster and get into the line of scrimmage to block them. So I think he's continued to develop and continue to, do a lot of really good things to help us, and I'm excited that he's having success.
Will Campbell's a guy that you would generally only talk about if things weren't going right. He's been relatively, you don't hear his name on broadcasts outside of praise. What have you seen from him 11 games in as the, you know, your fourth pick in the draft as your left tackle?
I think he's been, you know, consistent each and every day. I think he works hard. I think he makes adjustments quickly, you know, to the players or the skill set or, you know, whatever he's seeing. I think he's able to adjust quickly during games and understand, you know, what it is somebody maybe tried to do and come back and combat that for a young player. Are you going to go with the stash or what? I heard that Gillette gave out those mustaches on Thursday.
Cool. You look good, by the way.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's coming in.
Pat Patriot, I heard, rocked one.
Yeah, and wow. Also
less than 2 weeks.
I could never do it, brother.
Love the shirt. I was gonna. I don't know how busy you are today, but could I get an oil change?
Wiggy wanted $5 on pump five. Remember when you were in high school and you'd get like $3 of gas?
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Well, I mean,
we took the train and the bus. So when we had a car, we try to fit.
We had a car, yeah. But I mean, I remember the days when you'd be like
$2 on number three.
Yeah, you're like gonna be gas or Cody. Which is going to be
and always the cheapest kind.
That's it, Hawken.
I just want to ask you. We've covered the schedule thing and those who comment on the ease of schedule a couple times with you. But is it weird? Like this team, there's been a turnaround here. This team is 8-2, and yet you still hear like somebody
9-2.
Wow, you big fan here.
You still hear somebody like Cam Newton on Friday say that this team is fool's gold. Is that weird to you?
No, nothing's weird to me. No, because people could come on a radio or you know what I mean? It's just like they could, you know, whatever. It's just things that get their attention or we are okay with that. I promise you, we were okay with anything that anybody says. We are going to come to work. We're going to focus on us. We're going to try to improve. And we're going to focus on the Bengals and going on a road and trying to get our 10th win. That's all we're going to focus on. You know, it just seems that whatever it is, people are going to have something to say, which is great, and they're entitled to their opinion. And what's most important is what we do here and how we work. I promise you, none of that is offensive at all. We just enjoy playing, you know, coaching these guys and watching them be excited and enjoy those moments like Thursday night.
Bill used to use those as motivation for you guys when you were playing. Do you use any of that with your team now?
No. I meant, are we going to put Cam Newton clips up there? No, we'd rather put our clips or the Bengals clips. I don't think that's even remotely close to how we should try to inspire our players to play better.
You talk about guys, you know, getting an opportunity after they might have been cut and doing some different things. You see a lot of guys making plays on this team, whether it's Chaseon, the Tonga kid. It seems like that.
He's know, no kid. He's big man. Yeah, well, big man. I mean,
age-wise, he's probably in his 20s, so he's a kid to me. But you see a lot of these guys taking advantage of their opportunities, mm-hmm. or maybe some of their second go-around. How important is it that you make, you know, having a little bit of that experience of yourself, mm-hmm. letting these guys know how important that is?
Yep, it doesn't matter. We tell them, and it doesn't matter how they get here. The only thing that matters is what they do when they're here. That's all we can evaluate them by, and, you know, we'll see what they can do. And then once they do something, then we try to give them a little bit more and continue to grow their role.
I could play for you. Even coaching when I was playing.
Yeah, you don't block that way.
I don't block, but I catch. Right?
Fall forward.
Who blocks nowadays?
Do you mind the Thursday Night Football? I know, like, we were talking earlier, John Gruden says the league ought to do away with it. Is it an issue for you?
No, but I don't play. I mean, again, I was appreciative of coaches getting the players prepared, and the players are the ones that have to go out there on a short week, and we understand what it is. And, you know, it's when the schedule comes out, they tell us the dates and they tell us who, and that's what we get prepared for.
Yeah.
You know, we had Splane on, what was that, Friday?
Yeah.
And he said, listen, when we play, you got to go out there and play. And like, I feel like that's a good mindset to have, because obviously you can't. I never played. I told him I never played on a Thursday night, and so how difficult it has to be. And he says you can't even think about it. You just kind of got to go out there and play. Is that something that you preach?
I think probably once you get into the game, I think probably once 4 or 5 o'clock on Thursday rolls around, I think you're kind of ready to go. I'm sure they feel like crap on Monday and Tuesday, but we try to trick ourselves and say that when we walked in here on Monday, it was like a Thursday, and then the next day was a Friday, and just try to mentally, I guess that I don't know what else to do other than say, we're flying home on Wednesday night, and tomorrow morning is going to be Thursday. Look at it like that, just because we're so trained for our, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then 2 days before, all that stuff.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. We'll let you go get it. I made your job a little bit more difficult. You got to get win number 9 and 10 on Sunday. So if you can get both of those, we appreciate it. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That is Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And here now is Courtney with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Celtics got to 500 yesterday with a win over the Clippers, 121-118. The final at the TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 in the win, while Peyton Pritchard right behind him with 30. They're on the road now to take on the Nets. The Bruins have a matchup with the Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop is at 7 at the Garden. The Pats had the weekend off after the win in Thursday Night Football against the Jets, but it's time to get to the top performer of the week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated, and it's another week for Travion Henderson, who had 3 total touchdowns in the win.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
And this isn't saying something out of school. Do you all believe that none of the hate filters down as motivation to the players? I kind of do.
I do.
But...
You do?
You know him better than I do. Like, what do you think, Vrabes? Because wasn't he one of those guys, like, I know Lawyer Malloy and Brewski and those guys in 01 would,
Fed off it.
They fed off of it.
Yeah.
I definitely think it does, especially depending on who it comes from. You know what I mean? Like, who the hate comes from, you kind of take that a little bit more personal. I mean, maybe with Cam, he's probably like, whatever, what the hell does Cam know? But if it was somebody... I don't know, like Bill Cowher or something like that, and I'm saying he's the guy. Right. I think it just depends on who it comes from.
Does it seem like these players, though, at least the ones that we speak to, would feed off of that? Like, Robert Spillane doesn't strike me as that. Pop Douglas doesn't strike me as that. Whenever you hear Drake May talk, it doesn't strike me as a guy who...
I think they would, though, Courtney, because, like, a Diggs... Remember, these guys are playing and are used to being in a world of social media, so they see everything.
Yeah.
So I think they probably do feed off that, like, bro, did you see what so-and-so said about you? Where when we played, unless you're watching ESPN, you might not know what anybody said, because it wasn't like we were picking up newspapers to read what they were writing about us.
Right. Well, Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets, same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better. Checking in on the rest of the division, the Bills beat the Bucks 44-32, and the Dolphins beat the Commanders, final score 16-13 in Spain. The guys now have a week of prepping for the Bengals. It's a Patriots Monday, and it could be a week without Ja'Marr Chase for the Bengals, who's in a bit of hot water. The NFL is reviewing an incident where it appears he spit on Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey, causing Ramsey to swing on him and then get ejected from the game. The Steelers won that one 34-12. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Coming up next, they said it.
Maybe a lead from you want to get your lead in, Wiggy?
Yeah, whenever you want.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, guys.
No problem. So we'll get Wiggy's lead, we'll get my lead, and then we will get to They Said It on a Patriots Monday from Gillette State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.